Does Islam care about the environment? This may seem like an odd question because caring about the environment seems like a recent issue, and Islam appeared more than 1400 years ago. So did Islam really legislate laws to protect the environment from all that time ago? Well, when God sent the father of humankind, Adam, peace be upon him, to earth, he sent him to be a successor. So according to Islamic principles, this means that we as human beings are agents and guardians on earth. And it is our responsibility to use the earth's resources with care and humility to preserve and protect the environment. And this is exactly what was stated in the Islamic Declaration on Climate Change. Islam affirms that the use of the resources is the right and privilege of all people. And therefore, it instructs us as human beings to take the utmost precaution to ensure the interests and rights of everyone, because we are all equal partners on Earth. Human beings must not misuse and ruin natural resources, as every generation has the right to benefit from them. No one person or even generation owns them in the absolute sense. And this is how the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, lived. He showed a great deal of care and concern for the environment and gave guidelines for taking care of it. For example, he said, if any Muslim plants trees or seeds and then a person, bird, or animal eats from it, it is considered charity. Here are some specific examples of what is found in Islam to protect the environment. Laws to combat land waste by desertification, by encouraging the reconstruction of land, reclamation, and afforestation. The prohibition of cutting down trees. The removal of corruptive and toxic materials from land so that it remains clean. Keeping one's own living environment clean. The preservation of water. So in Islam, it's forbidden to waste water. And hunting is prohibited at certain times and in specific places in order to allow for animals to reproduce and prosper.